With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
All right, Joanne, this is I want your impression of Jeopardy last night as it happened, because Jason and I were still on our way home, since have seen it, but it's not like being there in person, the real thing, waiting on your couch for the show to start. You were there watching it, right?
Yeah, to start it the way they did, I mean, made so much sense. The executive producer came out with an emotional message, and then the show went on, right? Because as we told you yesterday, Alex Trebek just finished 2 weeks ago taping episodes. The next, really, I think it's 6 weeks worth. So his last show will be on Christmas. Yeah. But it was, you know, everyone's sitting there waiting for it to start, and just a very quiet executive producer comes out with an empty studio behind him. So picture this, and this is what executive producer Mike Richards said.
I'm Mike Richards, the executive producer of Jeopardy. Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. In fact, he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago. He will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness, and for his love of his family. We will air his final 35 episodes as they were shot. That's what he wanted. On behalf of everyone here at Jeopardy, thank you for everything, Alex. This is Jeopardy.
And then they go right to the show.
Well, but it waited. It was a long pause, but you know what I mean? It was very poignant. Very poignant.
Fade out.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, so I think this is a little distasteful on the part of George Stephanopoulos, don't you? Yesterday, it was sort of floated out there as a trial balloon by one of his representatives, George Stephanopoulos from, was he on ABC? I guess it's
ABC.
Still ABC.
Yeah, right? Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. Yeah,
and he was a former spokesperson for the Clintons and all of that stuff. But he had a rep float a test balloon yesterday that he would like to become the new host of Jeopardy. And I think that's sort of like a little soon to come out and be campaigning for a dead guy's job, don't you?
Well, yes. That's why ABC say he did not do that. How disrespectful would that be to his family if he did that? I don't know if that was based on the fact that back in May, apparently George told Howard Stern that he was interested in the job, saying, I think it would be a lot of fun, but I like what I'm doing too. So I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. But you know, you guys, we just said, we were talking about during the song there. So Alex recorded episodes through Christmas Day. I wondered, will they take a hiatus at all? And if not,
I could see
then
them
they
taking
need to
a hiatus
a little
after
time
the
off.
Holidays and wait till the new year.
Well, don't they usually do that anyway? They put like reruns on or something, or if they, I don't know. I think they're going to come right back. I think
when
they've already decided.
Start in TV?
I mean, January new shows usually, well.
Like January 20th, like last week, last couple weeks
Yeah, that's when the new shows always come out. So who knows? There could be a few weeks of that. But within a few weeks, the point is they'd have to start shooting new episodes of this.
Correct.
So I said to you two, hey, do you think they'll do like, rotating hosts for a while? Kind of trying out people or just getting, not even trying out, but just kind of making a break between Alex, right, to give people time.
I think
and you guys thought,
I
no way.
They knew. Was thinking about that, Joanne, because why would you go from having Alex to then all of a sudden, boom, your new permanent host? Because that person, it sets that person up to fail, kind of.
Right.
So if you have, quote unquote, celebrity hosts for a certain amount of time, it kind of is a little buffer for people to get used to somebody else hosting. And then, boom, you start with the new season with the new host. And I believe they already have the person in mind, or they might already have the person secured. Because Alex Trebek has known, they have known about this for so long that he's not going to be around for much longer.
Forever.
That they
had to
get a search going.
Whatever they do will be according to Alex Trebek's wishes. I think he thought this out, and I think he came up with a plan for them. I think the plan is already in place. And I think that the new host will start immediately upon shooting the next season of Jeopardy, and I think it's going to be Ken Jennings. And I think it's going to transition from Alex Trebek to Ken Jennings, and the show goes on.
I don't know, though. You know, being super smart like Ken Jennings is does not make you a great host, right?
It'll
be interesting to see.
He wasn't just smart. He had good TV presence. And we've seen him
since. It'll be interesting to see.
He looks good. All right. So, but here's the other thing, though. I had never realized what a potty mouth Alex Trebek had. He's worse than me.
It's great.
I mean, we're in here. If you guys could have, like, you know, a little footage of JJ and Joanne cutting our daily promos, you're... Mm-hmm. Face would turn red. And honestly, it must be a thing with doing promos because I've seen other TV people do it and so forth.
Totally.
I thought Alex Trebek was sort of above the fray, you know. I thought he was better than me.
Nope.
But apparently
not. Well,
he's got a terrible potty mouth. We'll share that with you coming up at 7:35.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Well, it was a day of celebrating the life of Alex Trebek around here yesterday, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 80. We played you a clip of the executive producer of Jeopardy last night, opening the show kind of a quiet way, but acknowledging and paying tribute to the host of the show for so many years, Alex Trebek. It was really a warm thing. But on the other side of the coin, we like the funny. And somebody came up with, I don't know who gets credit for this, but somebody put together a master blooper reel of Alex Trebek doing promos for the Jeopardy shows. And I had no idea, none whatsoever, that he had such a foul mouth. Listen to this.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a... You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and... Son of a... I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. All right, let's start cutting.
And it went on and on and on.
That's
this
great.
Guy could do... He could do a whole show, right? No mistakes, no nothing. And then he starts promos and all bets are off.
That's good enough. But you know what, guys? It ain't as good as JJ and Joanne's flows. I got those next.
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Oh, no, you didn't. Did you? You didn't, Jason, did you?
Oh, me? No. Never.
So Alex Trebek does these promos, right? And we just played them for you. And he, you know, would swear and get frustrated and all that. And we can relate because, you know, we do 5 hours of radio a day and it's all great and live and we laugh and we're fine. And then we have to record a promo or record something.
Listen, a promo should only be like 20 to 30 seconds. And like the amount of times when we're recording it, I'm like...
Okay, but here's the thing.
You guys don't know
you
this.
You kept them. Yeah.
Because you guys don't realize I control everything, and I am always recording stuff. If you're around a microphone and me, you better be careful.
You're saving it, apparently.
Of course, I've been saving them for years, Joanne. I have them. I have stuff all the way from when me and you and Steven were on the air. I have stuff you doing. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But let's start with JJ.
Well, okay. Well, yeah.
And you, I am far from a genius when it comes to all of this technical stuff.
Oh, that's a great drop. I love that one. This is one of my faves.
Thanks for listening. We are really... Hey, this is JJ.
All right. So those are mild, right? But then all of a sudden, he'll be recording like a commercial or something like that. And it'll be like his third take, and he messes up. He's like,
sorry. Man, this is hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, jeez.
And one more from JJ.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say this. My brain is fried.
That happens after a five-hour show.
What I love about you, JJ, though, is that if you do drop a big one, you know, big word, you always do say sorry.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
True.
Sorry.
Don't think okay, you're JJ. Getting away free, what? Miss Joanne, Miss Little Goody Good.
He's a son of a... That's my favorite.
Uh-oh, no.
Hold on.
Uh-oh, no.
What the hell?
Butt whispers.
Uh-oh, not that.
Butt whispers, Joanne.
What?
My butt is starting to lift.
Joanne is a thing about saying stuff about her butt. It's really weird.
Son of a
I like to play this one on loop all the time.
Son of a
Son of a
That's yeah. Well, that's my go-to when I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Well, we mess up promos.
Brain fart. And finally one that I will say forever.
I'm an idiot. 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 All right. All right, enough.
Man, so unfair. So unfair. Oh, but by the way, it's not something for today, Joanne, but just a word of caution.
What?
Jason and I cooked up a little something a week or two ago that we're waiting to spring on you. We just need to craft it. That's in
Uh-oh.
Process right now.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
JJ and Joanne Mornings. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Dream On. That's the Aerosmith version of this, but we were kind of treated to a different version of the song. It's unbelievable. Kelly Clarkson, who has it's a syndicated show, right?
It airs
on different places around the country. So it could be on NBC in one market, ABC in another, depending on who picks up the syndication, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my understanding. And it's on Channel 7 locally, ABC at 3 o'clock. So she goes against Ellen each day.
Oh, all right. So, and I mentioned Dream On by Aerosmith because yesterday on the show, Kelly Clarkson actually tried her hand at that Aerosmith song.
Everybody's got the dues in life to pay.
She killed it. I know.
Wow, man, she killed it.
I want that version.
I like
She's
it better.
She's so good.
Can you swap that one in the in our wide orbit system there, Jason? Can you flip that one in and just label it Aerosmith, but it'll be a surprise for the other jocks when they play it. Seriously, let's do that as a trick.
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
It must have got a little rain overnight or early this morning. My sidewalks are wet here, but it's supposed to be a great day. Sunshine with a few clouds out there, but 77 degrees are high today here in Detroit.
Crazy. Hey, I just want to say real quick, I put a question on Facebook this morning. Go to our Facebook page, WMC's Facebook page. I asked, what's something you just can't understand the popularity of? Okay, we've gotten answers like reality shows, duck lips, sticking your tongue out in photos, Crocs. I love all these. But here's the funniest comment that I had to share. Tracy weighs in this morning. Tracy Osterland says, good morning. I always thought Jason's last name was Wrinkles until today. So apparently, JJ, when you often say JJ, Joanne, and along with Jason Rathel, apparently she thought you were saying Jason Wrinkles.
I think I just saw my new stage name.
we're going to adopt that. Yes. Yeah.
JJ, Joanne, and Jason Wrinkles.
Weren't you once a part of the Windsor Ballet, Jason, if I remember correctly?
No, I was actually a part of Chippendales. Downriver Chippendales.
All right, well, if you reprise that role, Jason Wrinkles might be a good one.
There ain't many wrinkles. That's all pretty stretched out on me.
JJ and Joanne. 104.3 WOMC.
JJ and Joanne show. Good morning, Motor City, a little after 8 a.m. And we have an update on the story of the Four Seasons Philadelphia. And
oh, the hotel?
No, not the hotel. Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Oh.
Where Rudy Giuliani held a hastily prepared press conference to talk about the president's defense of lawsuits going forward regarding the election. Right. We all saw that press conference, and as it turns out, it was an honest mistake. Because the president tweeted out that Rudy was and his lawyers were going to be holding this press conference at the Four Seasons Philadelphia. Well, immediately the Philadelphia Four Seasons said, no, it ain't here.
That's
it's
not
at
happening.
The Four Seasons Total Landscaping. And apparently it was a communication issue between somebody who was putting on the event, communicating it to Corey Lewandowski.
That person needs to be fired.
Who left off the part of Total Landscaping, just said the Four Seasons. That's why the president tweeted it out. Quickly, the tweet was deleted, however.
I remember seeing the picture of it. And, like, there's a garage behind them or something with Trump signs all over it, right?
Yes.
So it was like, what did they do? Did they get there? And they're like, oh, gosh. We got to decorate.
How could that not be clear before they actually arrived on the scene? Somebody knew where it was. Somebody knew what was going on. It was just misunderstood. It was always intended to be at this place. It just got mistaken along the way for the luxury hotel chain.
I just love the fact that it's a parking lot partner was a porn shop.
Yes.
It was. That was next door.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it, though. So why, JJ, if you say that, why would they have chosen a landscaping company to hold the press conference about? That's what I don't understand.
I have no idea. The heat of the moment, I guess.
Whatever. Okay.
It was a hastily prepared press event. For the lawyers, I have no idea. No, it's just crazy. But we do have a message from the owner of the Total Landscape, Four Seasons Total Landscape.
Hey, this is Rick from the Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philly. Keep us in mind for not only landscaping, but your important press conference needs. Thanks to Rudy Giuliani over here, got us on all the networks.
All the networks? Wow!
Calm down. After your stressful press conference, take a minute and unwind next door at Fantasy World Adult Bookstore.
Yeah, it's a great place to tuck in your shirt.
She should be on all the networks.
All the networks!
So remember, when your press conference demands the absolute best, remember Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philadelphia, not the one in Scranton. That's my brother-in-law, and he's a bum.
I don't get it.
One of the great stories out of election 2020. It's JJ and Joanne. Jason Rathel, Detroit's greatest hits, WOMC. Good morning, Detroit.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Bet you guys didn't know this, but today is International Accounting Day. Doesn't that sound exciting?
So exciting.
Yeah, that's the most excitement accountants have seen in a while, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
They crunch numbers all day.
Kind of a casual day for accountants everywhere. They've actually taken to actually undoing the top button of their shirt collar today in celebration.
Live it up.
Yeah, they are living it up, baby. But we bring that up because there is some national accounting going on still due to election 2020. I think most of the actual count is done. Well, not entirely done. They're still counting in a variety of different places. And then we are expecting them to be recounting again because that's what accountants do. And that's what's demanded of them in some cases. We already know about Wisconsin. I don't know if one's been suggested for Georgia yet, but that may be number two on the list. I haven't heard anybody mention Michigan yet, although we have been ground zero for some of the accusations. We shall see. But happy International Accountants Day. And by the way, you out there, you counters out there who are still counting away, we salute you.
This station presents Real Election Heroes.
Real Election Heroes.
Today, we salute you,
America's ballot counters.
America's ballot counter.
The 2020 election was 7 days ago, and in all 50 states, thousands of you have been giving 110%, and you do it 24/7, 365.
Oops, we hope those numbers didn't mess you up.
If so, just do a recount.
And then a recount of the recount, yeah.
The election is over, and even though you've done your job continues to get done as you continue to count every single ballot. And after hundreds of millions of votes, you're number one. You're America's ballot counters, the real election heroes.
America's ballot counters.
Great job. We're all counting on you.
By the way, I was just blown away for a second. But he mentioned
what?
The election was 1 week ago today. It seems like 6 months ago when they went out and cast my vote, doesn't it?
Wow.
It does. This is JJ and Joanne, Jason Rathel. Good morning.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Marine Corps birthday today. Happy birthday to the Marines and all the people that have served in the Marines. My brother Jeff was a Marine for 6 years. Once a Marine, always a Marine, I should say that.
Good for him.
Yeah. He had a tour over in Iraq. Also, my buddy Troy, Justin, Joe, and Mark, who I went to high school with, they were in the Marine Corps as well, and my buddy Lonnie. Thank you to everybody that has served in our military, but especially today for in honor of their birthday, all the Marines out there. Hoorah!
Before we were even a country, by the way, not has 1775, the Continental Congress ordered the organization of the U.S. Marines, long before we were a country, as a matter of fact. And I did have that number one on my list of birthdays that I lost just before we did the birthdays.
I'm glad we got to give it its own little segment here.
Yes, I agree with that. They deserve it. And by the way, one of our pals is a very proud Marine, Jim Madhouse Mattis. Proud Marine, former Channel 7 weatherman, now retired down in Florida. Chat with him frequently. What a good man he is, too. This is JJ and Joanne
Mornings, Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
A little slanguage on the educational portion of the JJ and Joanne show. Of course, most of the show is educational in one form or another.
Yes,
some
always.
Of it, some of it inappropriate, but try to enlighten you with a few
things.
That's
the PG-13 educational part of the show.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, we started this a few weeks ago. Every once in a while, we come up with what we call a deep dive into the etymology of common idioms, axioms, sayings, slogans, etc.
Stop talking about it.
If you don't know what some of those big words mean, it's just, where'd that come from? What does that expression mean?
Well,
okay, that's what
we
do here.
Say what?
Yes, but the point is, we never even think about it. We just throw them out there daily, and it's just common.
I agree.
A part of our vernacular, but if you think about it, whoever thought of that? Where in the world did that come from? So, if I were to say to you guys, Joanne and Jason, blood is thicker than water, what would you say that meant?
The bond between a family member is stronger than
thicker
it
than
is.
Like friends or
friendship.
You know, right. I think 180
degrees opposite of that.
What?
Yes. That's what we've always all thought about this. Blood is thicker than water. Actually, it means the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. With covenant referring to friendship. In other words, it was your friends, your blood brothers, if you will, who were with you through thick and thin, not family members. So it's exactly the opposite of what we've always thought that meant.
Wow.
You know, that's like, back in the old days, or some people may still do, I don't know, a weird ritual of where you slice each other's hands and put them together, and now you're blood brothers, right?
We've all seen that. Angelina Jolie did that.
Yes,
didn't she? You know,
and they carried around little vials of each other's blood.
Oh,
whatever.
Disgusting.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's where it came from.
Well, okay, so I sent something to a friend recently. It was like a little plaque thing, and it said, "Friends are the family members you get to choose."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And isn't that the truth? So it kind of makes sense there. How about that, JJ?
Does. There you go.
Aw, thank you, Professor JJ.
The things you learn on this show. I'm no professor. I just looked this crap up on Google, so
it's easy. You look like one, though. The gray hair, the thing. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. Or the students. Let's be honest.
But you don't know what's in that pipe, though. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.